In the lush green landscape of Northern Ireland, a man named John Hume emerged, destined to champion the cause of peace. Born in the historical city of Londonderry on January 18, 1937, John witnessed a world rife with conflict and strife. Despite these challenges, he held a steadfast belief in the power of peace, understanding that every monumental journey begins with a single small step. In his early years, John absorbed the complexities and divisions of his surroundings. Yet, he saw beyond the immediate discord, envisioning a future where understanding and cooperation prevailed. His birthplace, Londonderry, with its rich history and diverse community, served as the perfect backdrop for his growing conviction in the need for dialogue and unity. John Hume wasn't just another face in the crowd. He emerged as a leader, a visionary, guiding others towards a brighter future. In the pivotal year of 1968, he took a stand as a leader in the non-violent civil rights movement. Like a captain bravely navigating his ship through the turbulent seas, John spearheaded vital community initiatives such as the Derry Credit Union and Derry Housing Association. His actions planted seeds of positive change, which would eventually blossom into significant societal transformations. John's commitment to his community transcended mere participation. He actively founded and led projects that directly improved the lives of those around him, from enhancing financial stability with the Derry Credit Union to addressing housing needs through the Derry Housing Association. John's efforts reflected his deep understanding of the interconnected nature of societal issues. His leadership in these endeavors showcased his unique ability to bring people together for a common cause. John Hume firmly believed in the analogy of peace as a bridge, requiring sturdy foundations and collective support to endure. He dedicated his life to constructing these bridges, uniting diverse groups under the shared goal of harmony. Like a skilled conductor, he harmonized the disparate voices of conflict into a symphony of concord. His tireless work culminated in the Good Friday Agreement of 1998, marking a pivotal moment where the cacophony of discord transformed into the melody of peace. John's role in the peace process was akin to that of an architect, meticulously designing and facilitating the framework for the historic Good Friday Agreement. His approach, marked by patience and inclusivity, involved engaging various stakeholders in meaningful dialogue. This achievement not only symbolized the end of long-standing hostilities, but also set a precedent for resolving conflicts through negotiation and mutual respect. John Hume, gifted with the art of conversation, believed firmly in the power of words over conflict. He initiated discussions with key figures like Gary Adams, aiming to replace violence with understanding and agreement. His approach resembled that of wise old owl, perceiving listening and talking as essential tools for unraveling the most complex issues. John Hume's efforts in championing peace did not go unnoticed. In 1998, the world honored him with the Nobel Peace Prize, a testament to his relentless pursuit of harmony. He received numerous accolades, each shining like a star, acknowledging his extraordinary journey towards peace. At the end of John Hume's life was his family, married to Pat. They raised 5 children, creating a home filled with love and support. His family was the backbone of his endeavors, sharing in his aspirations and cheering him on every step of his journey towards peace. John Hume dedicated his life not just to achieving peace, but also to nurturing it for future generations. He believed education was the key to understanding and tolerance. Like a wise teacher, he guided young minds towards a brighter, more peaceful future. His involvement in educational initiatives created new pathways for learning and understanding, fostering a legacy that would outlive him. As a member of the European Parliament, John Hume stood as a stalwart voice for his people. He actively worked on policies and projects with a single goal in mind: to improve the lives of his constituents. He served as a guardian, ensuring that the voices of his community were heard and their needs addressed. His efforts in the European Parliament were like a bridge, connecting the aspirations of his people to the possibilities of a united Europe. John Hume's physical presence in this world ceased on August 3, 2020, but his spirit and ideals continue to resonate. He exemplified that peace is not just an achievement, but an ongoing journey. His courage and conviction in the face of adversity serve as a lighthouse for future generations, guiding them towards the path of harmony and understanding. His teachings and beliefs continue to inspire, urging all of us to believe in the power of dialogue and the strength of unity. John Hume's story is more than just a tale of a national hero. It's a narrative of hope and inspiration. He demonstrated that each individual holds the power to ignite change, and a single voice can echo across generations, fostering peace and understanding. In remembering John Hume, we celebrate not only his achievements, but also the enduring impact of his vision. A vision that continues to light the way for peace in a world that deeply needs it.